USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Secretary of State Antony Blinken sat down with his Chinese counterpart in Munich Saturday. During his meeting with Wang Yi, Blinken expressed his concern over China's support of Russia in its war with Ukraine.
We are very concerned that China is considering providing lethal support to Russia in its aggression against Ukraine, and I made clear that that would have serious consequences in our relationship as well, something that President Biden has shared directly with President Xi on several occasions.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press this morning, Blinken also said he told Yi that it was unacceptable that China flew a surveillance balloon over the U.S. President Biden is heading to Poland this week. He'll arrive in Warsaw on Tuesday, where he's expected to speak about the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Before delivering those remarks, however, the president set to meet with Poland's president. Biden expected to discuss how the United States will continue to rally international support for Ukraine to defend itself against Russia and how the U.S. will stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown thinks the residents of East Palestine should be skeptical about contamination following a train derailment and fire earlier this month.
Both the state and the federal EPA administrators said that, but when you return to your home, we think the water is safe, but when you return to your home, you should be tested again for your water and your soil and your air, not to mention those that have their own well.
Brown, on CNN's State of the Union, said the people have a right to be worried and that Congress is partly to blame because there is too much corporate influence from lobbyists for companies like Norfolk Southern who push for looser restrictions. Nikki Haley says she's not focused on former President Trump as she heads into the 2024 Republican primary race against him. On Fox News Sunday, the former South Carolina governor wouldn't talk about Trump, saying it's amazing the media wants to talk about that so much. She said her focus is on President Biden. An actor and comedian, Richard Belzer, has died. Best known for his role as John Munch on Law and Order, Belzer was 78. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
The investigation into a death at Disneyland continues. A woman fell to her death at the Mickey and Friends parking structure at the Anaheim, California theme park Saturday evening. Anaheim police found the woman and worked to help keep her alive until paramedics arrived, but she later died at the hospital. A bill introduced in the Kentucky legislature would limit where drag shows can take place. The measure would ban the shows and other so-called adult-oriented events from happening within 1,000 feet of any park, school, or other place that caters to minors. The bill's sponsors say these types of events have become overly sexualized. Critics believe the legislation could lead to a ban on LGBTQ events. Daytime television is about to look much different.
Soon, the final verdicts on the People's Court and Judge Mathis will be read. Both mainstays of daytime television are ending their runs. The Emmy Award-winning People's Court debuted in 1981 with Joseph Wapner as presiding judge.
What's your defense to this action?
Later, Ed Koch, Jerry Shilin, and Marilyn Million took the gavel.
$1,000 verdict for the plaintiff.
Million is the show's longest reigning judge with 22 years on the bench. Mathis hit the airwaves in 1999.
I'm Judge Mathis.
Former Michigan District Court Judge Greg Mathis is wrapping up his award-winning 24-season run. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Actor Tom Sizemore is in critical condition after suffering a brain aneurysm. According to TMZ, the 61-year-old was found unconscious around 2 this morning. Sizemore starred in the movies Saving Private Ryan, Natural Born Killers, and Black Hawk Down, to name a few. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision?
That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.